The invention of the telephone not only revolutionized communication, it also revolutionized our language. A few examples today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Message and data rates may apply.
We think the world deserves a better night's sleep. That's why we're delivering a better night's sleep to the world with Nectar. A mattress that's more comfortable to sleep on with the perfect touch of bounce and soft, breathable layers to lift you like a dream. Then we made it even easier to love with a price that saves hundreds over the showroom mattresses, free delivery, and the only full year guarantee. That's right. Enjoy it for a full 365 nights. If you're not 100% happy, refreshed, or downright giddy about how you wake up each morning, we'll come back and pick it up. No charge, no hassles. See why so many people love Nectar. Get our best deal, $125 off plus two free Nectar pillows. Text SCORE 66 to 234234 or go to nectarsleep.com. Text SCORE 66 to 234234. That's SCORE 66 to 234234. Sweet dreams delivered.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 7th, the 66th day of the year. Comedian Wanda Sykes has a birthday, and on this day in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell received a patent for the telephone. Most of us still say hello when we answer a phone call. Did you know the preferred greeting of the phone's inventor was the nautical greeting ahoy? In those days, the word hello was not in usage as a greeting, but more of an exclamation, as in, hello, what have we here? But by the time the first phone etiquette book was published, hello had become the accepted greeting. The same manual suggested signing off with a firm that is all. For better or worse, it lost out to goodbye, a word derived, by the way, as a contraction of the phrase, God be with you. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.